Lord God in person. He laid down his life for the forgiveness of sin and to defeat the powers of death that enslaved humanity, and that as life incarnate he rose victoriously from the dead. The Gospels and letters that make up the New Testament are attempts to explore and express the meaning of Jesus' presence in death. The Apostles John and Paul in particular realized the staggering implications of Jesus' very identity as the Son of God incarnate, crucified, resurrected, and ascended. Apostle Paul envisions Jesus as being with the Father before creation, as the one in and through whom humanity is created and given the gift of grace, 2 Timothy 1:9, and as the one in and through whom the Father chose us and predestined us to adoption before the foundation of the world, Ephesians 1:4-5. The Apostle Paul sees Jesus as the one in and through and by and for whom all things were created in the heavens and on earth, the one who was before all things, and the one in whom everything is sustained and held together, Colossians 1:16 and 17. For me and Paul Young, such thoughts are astonishing and worthy of the most serious reflection. Paul the Apostle thinks of Jesus as there with the Father before the creation of anything, and he sees Jesus as the center of the divine plan for the entire cosmos. Indeed, he proclaims that Jesus' incarnate life, death, resurrection, and ascension is the summing up of all things in heaven and on earth.